All right, boys, do you want to learn Latin? That's cool. Or Greek, ancient Greek. So what do we think about that, right? So if you understand what I'm saying, I'm speaking English, then you can just start reading Latin, right? Especially if you know another Romance language. So the old way to study Latin for the Italians with Guarino Guarini was you would just start reading it, right? Because this was in the 12th century or so, when Guarino Guarini started teaching Latin. So, so he would just tell his students to just read some books, and that was it. That was the point of his studies, of his training. So he would help his students read books, right? And he'd encourage them to carry books with them. They went traveling. He said, some people take falcons or dice when they travel, but you're going to carry books, and that's going to be what you're going to take with you. So when it comes to us modern people, obviously medieval Italian is as close to Latin as you can get, right? So I think the best strategy is learn a modern Romance language like Italian, which is what a lot of these Latinists like to do. But it doesn't have to be Italian. Any Romance language is fine, I think. Because that'll help, so if you're motivated to do that, you should do it. But if not, it's not necessary. And just start reading the Latin. That's it. Because obviously, you can also read the Latin alphabet if you can understand me. So, just start reading the Latin. It's not rocket science. All this grammar stuff people do, all these like crazy classes, I think this is bilingual student syndrome. So you have someone who only ever studied Latin and thinks this is how you do it. And if you're just learning one language, you can learn it in a really inefficient way and still go places with that. But it doesn't mean it's a good way to go, right? So this, I've seen people do some really weird stuff. I've seen them with Latin, like deconstructing a sentence and like drawing arrows and boxes around things and trying to figure it out. I'm like, dude, just... like, if you don't know what the sentence means, just read the next sentence. Like, who cares? It's not ancient Mayan inscriptions where you're trying to see one figure behind the other or something like that. It's just Latin, man. It's too easy. So I think the question with Latin is, how many books are you going to read? Because all the other skills in Latin are kind of... I mean, yeah, they're kind of whatever. There's some places where people speak Latin, but that's not what it's about, right? It's about reading books, right? And also, does anybody write Latin anymore? If you care about writing it, that's cool, I guess, but I don't know why you would care. But anyway, if you want to write, it's the same thing anyway. You just have to read more. So the question is, how many books are you going to read in Latin? And that's the question. There's one thing that can come up, I've heard. If you read a lot of books in Latin, but you never hear it, it just doesn't hit your brain right, because languages are a thing that the brain processes in this kind of particular way. And if you just, I've only ever read it and not really heard it spoken very much, it's actually apparently kind of a problem. So what Alexander Argyas recommends, and I also think is cool, is just read it aloud, right? So usually reading aloud would be not great to do. So if you just picked up a Spanish book and you don't know Spanish and you start reading some horrible accent in Spanish, it's just a way to build a really bad accent almost on purpose. But with Latin, it's fine because it doesn't matter how it sounds. So if you speak it with an accent, it doesn't matter because the whole point is just to make it more of a real language, right? So this goes back to the Guarino Guarini stuff, because back then people would actually read books aloud. So when he was telling his students to just read their books, what he was actually telling them was read your books aloud, because that's what everybody did. My light went off. New microphone this time, by the way. It's too fucking bright. All right. Yeah, there was this famous monk. I can't remember his name, but there was a famous monk who was. The other monks were astounded that he read silently to himself, which is kind of crazy, right? It's just, I don't know, like what was going on there, right? The best theory I know of is that the space being invented was a major factor in silent reading becoming a thing. But yeah, so Latin is too easy. Yeah, there's a beginner book, Ad Elpes, and there's Lingua Latina per se illustrata, which people like. And also there's some writers that wrote in kind of a simple Latin, Seneca and Cicero and the Gallic Wars are examples that I've looked into, and they all seem easier to read than others. But yeah, I got a Cicero book. It's bilingual. It's like English on one page, so facing page bilingual. So the right page is English and the left page is Latin. I managed to find a copy of that just around. And yeah, great reading practice, right? Just I can just read the English side and then read the Latin side or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think Latin is probably easy enough that if you just force yourself to read maybe like 10 books, you can get to a pretty workable reading level, I think. So yeah, Latin is too easy. But yeah, with modern languages, I kind of feel like you're not a real language learner if your goal isn't to get super good. I mean, if your goal isn't just to know a language like a native, except for some deficiencies that you're just going to have as an adult learner, I feel like you're not a real language learner, right? You're just, you're LARPing. That's LARPing. But with Latin, it is literally, that's the point, is like just to read the Latin, which isn't that hard. And because reading is such a powerful way to learn languages, it's kind of perfect, right? It's just, I would say Latin might be the easiest language to learn because like learn comes in scare quotes. Not really learning it like a modern language. It's kind of fake news. So I tried learning Latin and Greek at the same time because I thought Greek had more interesting stuff, and I didn't really know that much about what was interesting in Latin. But I kind of expected, like, after I studied it a bit, I might start knowing about interesting stuff, and that's kind of been happening. So, I did the nasty. I tried to learn two languages at once. It's definitely possible, but I'm just not really motivated, right? Because as I get into more interesting Latin stuff, why would I want to also have Greek being really hard to do while Latin is also hard to do? I'd rather get better at Latin until I can read good stuff and then have Greek be the thing that I'm doing that's stuff I don't really understand yet. So yeah, I'll continue doing my my method of staggering them out like that, so that once you achieve like the next level in one language, you can add the other language at the previous level and then kind of have them staggered like that. So this is how I'm gonna do that. But yeah, Latin's cool. There's a massive literature of Latin stuff. It's kind of crazy. All kinds of forgotten stuff. My uncle likes to read about these sword fighting and stuff like that, and I really doubt that hardly any of those have been translated. Yeah, I don't think hardly any of these things about how to use your sword have been translated because nobody cares, or, like, to translate them. Only people that are super into, like, fighting with swords, which is not very many people. But yeah, I bet they have these translations that people in their community do, but anyway. Yeah, all kinds of stuff like that. There's all kinds of religious stuff. You can read the old church fathers or something. That stuff tends to get translated pretty quick, but yeah, and there's all this ideology that's been kind of forgotten. Like, I'm trying to remember. I think it was Cicero, right? His he thought like the best thing to do is to is to get involved in politics and get involved with the state. And I read that and I was like, nobody thinks this anymore, right? Like, nobody thinks that the most philosophically correct action is to go run for office or something crazy like that. That's everything to those people are sleazy and lame. So I guess that's democracy, right? Anyway,